Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that all the girls want to fuck, Mr. Richard Avery.
Let's just say they do.
They
don't want to. They do fuck.
Well, I'm going to go with, first of all, they want to fuck Julie Land.
True.
Because they don't understand that that's a...
But then they find out it's me, and they get even more excited.
They do get excited.
There's 150 some odd girls on Julie Land, and I think I've fucked every one of them.
Really?
Yep.
You fucked them over, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Well, today, my guest is one of those girls that you have, I guess, fucked over. Miss Serena Blair.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Well, as many of the listeners will know, that there is a number of blogs out here in the Julie Land universe, one including the AverageMo.com, average guy, not so average job.
Brought to you by Chipotle.
But proud sponsor of More with Mo. We have this...
Serena's the newest member.
No, I was going to say, this blog is the most creative title of one of the blogs, because we have I Love Sov, we have, the Average Mo, and...
I Heart Nikki.
So
Ash Girl.
Yes.
Chadcore.
SerenaBlair.com.
Thank you.
So
original.
How are you feeling about that originality?
Closer to the mic.
You know, she's never getting a podcast, is she?
No,
or when I get fired.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be more with Serena.
Exactly. So,
is that better?
Much better.
Is it close enough for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. Don't be shy.
So where did this creative name come up from?
My stage name.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good answer.
We didn't
Good
have
answer.
To search far for it.
No, so it was
just
available.
Came she's to like, me in a dream one day.
You were like literally one of the few girls that actually owned her URL. I think because every girl I've ever asked, like, do you own your URL? I'd say like 9 out of 10 say no. Like Ash didn't. I think only you. I think it might have been only you when I think about it now. Because Audrey didn't. Bobby did. So maybe you and Bobby. But everybody else didn't own. Sophia didn't own hers. Like
I bought it like my first or second year in.
Did you?
Just knowing that maybe someday I would want to use it.
I wish more girls would do that.
Well, there you go. Well, I was recently going through your blog because it is actually pretty entertaining. Out of all of them, it is one of the more entertaining ones.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Every girl you said that.
Just so you know, I will say the
Bring
same
the
thing about.
I'm telling Bobby Starr.
Well, Bobby doesn't update as often as others. Neither does Audrey. Mime Freak isn't updating that often. Samantha, no. So I'm going to go with, it's probably you.
Okay.
Sovereign, she is way above my reading level. I read it about a sixth grade level, and she's like at least a seventh grade.
Me too. She dumbs hers down for us.
That's
regular
a smart
folks.
Move, and we appreciate it. Yeah. So speaking of dumbing it down, we don't normally talk about porn and sex that much on the show, but I figure, how many Twitter followers do you have right now?
About 10,000.
About 10,000. How the fuck do I have 5,000 more followers than her? She's hot. She's young. Nothing. She's got the kind of cool nerd vibe going on, the glasses. I mean, the whole thing, I don't understand why. So we're going to drop some names and see if we can't get you a few more Twitter followers and maybe fuck a chick or two.
She's
so
into that.
Your blog post that came out recently is Girls I Want to Fuck. Now, I went through the list.
It's not a comprehensive list, just for the record.
No, well, I noticed that you stopped at 8. What happened? You couldn't come up with 2 more?
Actually, I wanted to stick with girls this time who I had actually met in person and not be a complete creeper and just like pick girls that I just have seen their picture of.
Okay. Now, I know I've done this before. Are you baiting? Are you trying to get a girl to see it? Do you go, hey, Riley Reed, you showed up on my list. Take it a look. You're number
absolutely.
2. Yeah, exactly. Because you're trying to.
Duh.
Listen, we all
it's
do that.
Like, it's like you're on my list. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Okay. So are these in any particular order?
No.
Oh, damn it. Well, then I'm going to start from the bottom because that just seems like the most appropriate place to go.
But you did Remy.
Not on camera.
Oh, not on camera. Okay.
Oh, okay.
These are all girls I haven't hooked up with.
Are you just giving away
camera.
All the secrets?
Oh, no. I just saw that. I saw this first one. Go ahead.
Number 8 is Jenna Sativa.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Sativa. I'm not going to read through this because everybody who listens to the show, go to her blog. SerenaBlair.com, and you can check it out. So, Jenna Sativa, I actually have met every single one of these girls. Why Jenna Sativa?
Because she's one of those, And she's one of the girls I had a very, very brief interaction with. Like, literally, I said hi to her at AVN. But I've been watching a lot of her stuff lately, and she just seems like a really genuine girl-girl performer. And that's one of my biggest things in my job is that, you know, I really like being with girls who are into girls because I'm into girls. And, you know, if one of them's not into it, it's just, it's really hard. So I think she's really hot, and I think she's really talented, and I would love to do a scene with her.
I would love to do a scene with her as well. She is super hot. I met her really early on a Girls' Way set that she did a scene, and just smoking hot. And so I made sure to get a couple pictures for Mo of the Days. I was like, oh, I have to. And she had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. She was new enough to go, okay, I'll let you take a picture of me. Okay, cool. I agree with this. Adriana Chechik. I like this girl.
She contacted me once a long time ago. I think when she first got in, she was all like, yeah, you know, I want to work with you. And then I never heard from her again. So,
but I think there's some dead air there because I think there's a few people that know why.
Yeah, probably. No, but I think she's really cute. Yeah. I think she's really cute, though. I think she's really cute.
Okay, let's find out why you like her because then I'll go into mine.
Because I like crazy. Because she's fucking crazy. Like, so that interaction with her was also another really brief interaction. Like, I haven't worked with her, but she was like at the house that I was shooting on and like literally walked past her and she just was like, oh, boobies. And I turned around and I was like, I like you.
If I knew I could get away with that, I do it at home. I go through and grab a tit, boobies. And it usually works in a every creepy, time cute with voice. Me.
With girls, though.
Yeah. I know. I'll tuck it. I'm good. I got the bush and everything. I'm bush's
make
back,
me
baby.
Make me believe.
I'd fuck me. So Adriana, what I love about her is she's fucking nuts. And every so often these girls come through where you have the girls where it's basically the circus comes to town in a completely great way. I mean, there was all the Gonzo girls, but recently it was like Amy Brooke, mm-hmm. who was one of those things that no was not in her vocabulary. And Adriana is the same way. I've only seen her do girl-girl scenes, but I want to see her on a boy-girl set. I mean, she's into it all, fisting. Oh, I'll fist my own ass. I actually got her on a set with Girls' Way, and we were going through, and it was an anal scene, and it was with Samantha, I think. Was it Samantha? Yeah, it was Samantha Bentley. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So she goes through, and it was an anal scene, and they decided they were going to do some anal fisting. Oh. Well, for some reason, sure, let's not do
that. Samantha, too?
No, she was doing the fisting.
I was going to say.
So I went through and asked Adriana, I was like, hey, do you think you can put this Red Bull can up your ass?
Oh, God.
She goes, really? I said, yeah. Sure. Literally spits on it and licks it and starts pushing it up her asshole. I was like, I love you. Yeah, I love you. And then I went home and told Alex that she needed to learn how to do that too. 2 months later, she stuck a Red Bull can up her ass.
Nice.
Yeah. Feeling good about
that. You can't not appreciate things like that. I mean, it's like a miracle of the human body.
It is.
And what's amazing to me is like how some people can do more than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bottle of champagne. Sure, no problem. You know, a six pack. Yeah, great.
No, I want to.
I got a keg here. Come on, half keg.
I want to see the girl that can put a can up her ass, squeeze it to open it, swallow the contents in it, and then crush it up and spit it back out. That's why I want
to recycle it.
Recycling,
kind of like how the old Twin Peaks Sherilyn Fenn thing, where she puts the cherry in her mouth and ties the stem into a knot. Did you ever see that?
Is that only a Twin Peaks reference, or have other girls in movies?
I don't know.
I feel like every stripper does that.
I don't know. I just remember saying that how she just like took the little trick.
Look what I can do. I'm so sexy.
Yeah.
Look what I can do.
Hey, Sherilyn Fenn can do anything.
Next on the list, Adra Fox.
Never heard of her.
She's a fox.
She is.
She has dimples that are the cutest fucking things I've ever seen.
Now, I thought the same thing, and then I found out that it was actually because she'd had dermals, or whatever they're called, in her dimples. And so that's what made them a little bit deeper than they took them back out. But yeah, those
whatever.
Dimples are, yeah, whatever
it works.
It is,
I don't care.
Yeah, no, she's a sexy girl. I've wanted to have her on set a couple times, and she hasn't been available because she's popular. Never. So, really, you don't know of any of these people?
No.
Okay, now this one I think is on most girls' lists and probably most guys' lists. Miss Jada Stevens.
Have you seen her ass?
It is epic.
Like, I could just have sex with her ass. Yeah. She doesn't even have to be there.
Like, well, I think there's sex toys that do that type of thing. I don't know if there is one of hers.
No, it's not the same though. Oh, okay. You know? Like, just, and it has to be the real ass.
It is real. It is. It's a thing of its own.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's
like
one of those.
Jada Stevens' ass, and then there's Jada Stevens. It's like,
right, exactly. It's like they're two different entities almost.
Yeah. I mean, literally, you could just fall face first into her ass.
There's Jada Stevens' and front just, and Jada Stevens' back.
See, exactly. This is where I'm weird, and I think I told you the story where I told her I didn't think she had much of an ass, and I think she took it as an insult, but I like her tits better.
Honestly, I mean, my favorite expression part of her on ass face. Is when it's like when she's moving it. Like, I think she's really talented at shaking her ass. Honestly.
Yeah, well, and she practices a lot.
I was going to say my favorite part is the hole.
Yeah. But I'm not an ass guy, but like, I just think her tits are great.
You know, there was a movie, I think it was called like Bong Bitches or something like that. And I forget exactly how they did it. It was this really cheap porn where they had some sort of butt plug and they'd filled the girl up with water in her ass. And she was in like a pile driver and they'd stuck it in and used her asshole as for the bong water and smoked. And I was like, I could picture Jada Stevens being able to do that and just huge amounts of money. Dudes want to take a rip out of her asshole. It would be awesome.
Well, I told last time she was here and she was naked in my bed getting high, and I just said to her, like, I bet you there's guys out there who would pay good money just to sit here and get high with you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like
I got $5 in my pocket. We can make this
happen. But I mean, I'm talking like they'd pay serious just to sit there with her naked or in her underwear, paying her just to sit and get high with her. Like, I was like, all I could think about was like, man, that's a good business plan.
Pay for Jada Stevens' secondhand smoke?
No, yeah. Well, yeah. But I told her, I said, hey, Jada, you know, maybe we should move to Colorado. We can start doing this on a regular basis. We can make a fortune on this. Like, I really thought about that. I thought, like, people would pay to get high with girls.
Like, literally turn on Netflix in bed or on a couch. And I've actually sat on a couch getting high as fuck with Jada Stevens watching Netflix and Liz Taylor. It was awesome. Yeah. But you just sit there. Yeah. 15-minute ride with Jada Stevens. All you're doing, she's laying there naked. You're watching Netflix. There's nothing else. There's no talking because you don't fucking interrupt Netflix. Smoke a blunt and you move on. Yeah. Or just sit next to her and just get contact high. Yep. So really, it's all about the ass then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Number four, and I thought I knew everybody on this list, but in fact I don't. Abby Lee Brazil. I have no idea who that is.
Me
neither.
She's Brazilian, and she has this adorable little accent that makes me weak in the knees.
Little Portuguese? Portuguese?
Mm.
Don't know. Where is she in Brazil?
No. She's from Brazil. Is she in LA or in Miami, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, what's she's her hot? Name like Brazil, Latina, maybe.
Google her.
Yeah.
Listen, no. She looks
but
like.
She's hot. She has big boobies.
Okay.
like we're both like, yeah, now
yeah,
we're talking.
Boobies.
Abby
Dude.
Lee Brazil.
Yeah.
Now we're okay with that. Let's keep looking.
One of the hottest pictures I've ever seen was one of the Digital Playground pictures of her, actually.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're
sister.
Totally judging you. We're that's judging the girl. Let's see. Mm-hmm, oh, she's mm-hmm. She's got the bush. She seems to be able to take a dick.
and she's brunette, so she works for
big
me.
Big natural boobs. I'm not. Sorry, Abby. I'm sure you're a lovely, lovely girl. Not a huge fan of the tats, but she definitely has a, you know, she has a normal, non-porn chick look about her.
You have to. I've had to learn to accept tattoos. Just, it's like.
It looks like she can definitely swallow a dick.
I also get the feeling that she's got kind of a crazy side.
Woo!
Which I
Brazilian?
Would like to
yes.
explore. Yes. I spent a month in Brazil, so.
They're all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know
who's
you don't
number
have
three?
One, but you can always put your dick in crazy. It's always going to be fun.
Who's number three?
Have you seen my strap on?
Oh.
Excuse me?
I don't usually look at it, but.
like
number three.
Someone says
somebody,
that, like,
somebody's getting pushy because I think he likes the next girl. She is a friend of the show and of the Julie Land universe, Nikki Next.
And she's going to be here in like 15 minutes.
And she's the only girl I haven't met on that list.
You haven't met her.
And you're going to meet her shortly.
Yeah. And I've, you know, I mean, her blog went up before mine, so I've been spending a lot of time looking at her naked body.
Did you just see her blog post about her bucket list?
I saw it. I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
I
was like, oh my God.
Well, you know, we could maybe do this as a future episode of More With Mo to discuss her.
She did a really good idea,
list.
Which I think you should write too. She did her sex bucket list. All the things she wants to do sexually as a bucket list, which
or
I thought was really good.
Also known as a fuck it list.
Yeah,
guess yeah.
Fuck it
there
list,
we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nikki, I would say boner just because she loves Target.
Exactly.
On target betting. Hell, I mean, you can do with pretty much anything. You just say Target and go, hey, baby, you want to?
I'll fuck you in the Target parking lot.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, you go into the dressing rooms at Target and you guys could have a blast. She will definitely fuck you in the dressing rooms.
I'll remember that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a Target right up the road. Number two, Riley Reed. Good girl. What do you like about Riley?
How did you meet her?
I met her at AVN.
Okay.
We were hanging out. And I just think, like, she's got a really great personality. She's super cute. And, like, I really like small boobs. And I like her small little titties. Like, I could just lick on them.
She loves my tits.
I just met her a month ago. She came over.
And she's adorable.
We hung out and...
I want to spoon her all day long.
Yeah, by the time she left, so I was just like, aww.
See what comes up.
And every once in a while, she texts me and, like, teases me. Like, and kind of like, hey, so I'll stop by, and then doesn't, or like, I'm around. Hey, you know, whatever. It's just such a tease.
You know, we should randomly text these girls as we're talking about show, exactly. Going, hey, we're talking about you right now.
Can you and Skype see if they'll in?
Chime Take
in.
Off your panties.
Yeah, exactly. Take off your clothes. Okay, number one. And number one, I have to say, is a good, I don't want to say anybody is the best on the list, but this is definitely high on the list, is Remy LaCroix.
Remy LaCroix, I met my first year in porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she living in NoCal then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. She was, it was when she was taking her first break from porn.
Right.
And she was working at Kink as a PA for Kink Live.
Okay.
And I was one of the cam models. And so she was, my cleaning lady, quote unquote, cleaned up my set.
Nice.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
I called her Consuela. So, I've known her for years, and we hang out whenever we can, but we've never done a scene together.
That's
so I just
weird.
Think it's about time.
So for these girls, you want to do scenes together, or you want to actually just fuck on the side?
Like, if given the choice, with a camera or without a camera, with any of these girls, do you need a camera to do these?
Oh, no, absolutely not. But I mean, for the sake of my blog and for promotional purposes, these are girls that I think I should do a scene with on camera. Okay. You know,
all right.
I would never say no to fucking them without a camera.
You pull out your phone and say it's a content trade.
I'm sorry, Remy. I can't do this unless a camera's here. I'm
an artist.
Exactly. I am not like that. I'm not that easy.
All of a sudden, Serena's got a POV line. That's all girls eating her pussy.
Oh, I do have a POV line.
Oh, well, there we go. Would you like to plug that real quick since we're right here?
Well, it's not really. I'm not really plugging it yet, but I'm currently working on a POV line.
So.
Well, I just think that, like, Remy, the list is really good. The girls that I know on the list are really good, and you can't argue with any one of them.
Now, I want to go with some similarities here. A lot of these girls are actually, I would say, every one of these girls is all natural.
And tiny.
So we like, I mean, Jenna's not tiny.
I wouldn't say tiny, say petite.
Yeah. This is not Allison Tyler. These are not
this
big
is not
girls.
Like
these are,
Phoenix Marie where she'll
exactly.
just beat the
so
shit out
So let's see.
Of you.
I know 1, 2, 3, 4. I can, at least 5 of them I know have a bush. So you have a bush?
No.
Oh.
I don't have a bush.
Maybe she has an older woman thing going on.
I don't know.
So are you into the bush or no?
I personally am not really into it.
No? Okay.
But it's the trend lately. And I actually wrote a post about that, why I don't have a bush.
And it's mainly,
by the way.
I guess I didn't get to that part
of the
blog.
Next page.
No, that's Nikki.
Is there anything in common with all these girls that they all have that's the common factor? Because we all have our types. I know you have your types. I have my type of girl that I like. You have your what's the thing? What's your type?
If there is a commonality between all of them, it's probably pretty vague because I have a very eclectic taste.
Right.
My main things that I like.
Are they all brunette?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, they all have ass. 1, 2.
I do like
pretty
ass.
Much
yeah.
all.
Nikki doesn't.
No, exactly, Nikki, but shh.
But Nikki's a dancer. Like, it's just, like, I like passionate people. Mm. So, like, people who are passionate about something, like, whether it's girls
and
or...
And especially if they're passionate about you.
Yeah, definitely. You should definitely be passionate about my boobs.
Well, I wanted to throw in here a little game, and I think it's fitting.
Is it time for a
episode.
Game already?
Yeah, I think so, because there's going to be some discussion.
Okay.
So,
Is this a game that... Are we going to sit here and play the game of life?
No. It's going to be a little quiz show type game. So you know, for full disclosure, for the three people that listen and the one of those people that listens to NPR, Alex, this is totally stolen from Wait, Don't Tell Me.
All right.
So we were talking about girls. You like girls. So Serena Blair, we're going to find out how much you know about Selma Blair.
What?
And have you ever had a fantasy about Selma Blair?
No.
No?
I have.
You know who Selma Blair is, though, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. I think she's pretty hot.
Very. She's back hot. In the day, she was, oh yeah, baby.
Okay, well, I have three things here.
Mm.
Two of them are real, and one is fake. Ooh. And I had some creative writers here help me out with this. So what I want you to do is tell me which one of these is the fake one.
Okay. About Selma Blair.
About Selma Blair.
Okay.
Selma Blair. Selma Blair nearly beat out Sarah Michelle Gellar for the role of Buffy in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's number one.
I was going to go with A.
Okay, A.
B. Charlie Sheen got Selma Blair fired from his show Anger Management because when Charlie wants someone fired, they get fired.
Hmm.
Or C. Selma Blair quietly won a lawsuit against a photographer that had let her take, that she had let take topless pictures of her early in her career. Due to the fact that the model release didn't expressly cover nudity, the photos were never allowed to be published.
Hmm.
So, which of these three is the fake story?
Wow.
Now, you guys can have some discussion.
But, Serena. See, the problem is now all I'm thinking about is Selma Blair's boobies. Because you said topless Selma Blair.
The one that doesn't sound right to me is the second one, the Charlie Sheen one.
Charlie Sheen? I mean, we know he's nuts.
I know that. That's the one I would go with because it just sounds...
Because the third one I can see happening. I can see the third one happening.
Okay. So final answer is B?
B.
B is the false story. I am sorry. You don't win the free lunch at Chipotle, proud sponsor of Mall with Mo. The correct answer was C, Selma Blair getting photographed topless.
Really?
Yes, I actually created this one, and it came directly from Cameron Diaz, who had that issue happen.
Okay.
So I stole the story, changed names, so I'm very sorry.
Wow. That was good.
Yeah, I was feeling good about I told you I was going to have a good game here.
Okay.
So would you have sex with Selma Blair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if she after took her
me.
Top off.
After
yeah.
me.
After you.
Me first.
Sloppy seconds?
Me first.
Oh.
I love Selma, bro. I think she's amazing.
Really? Would you? Okay, we are both giving the same face. Would you follow after Richard Avery?
I don't do sloppy seconds.
It wouldn't be sloppy. Nice and neat. You know I'm a neat freak. I'd keep it organized.
He's going to be
how
in there
about
for
I warm her up for you?
Oh, my God. This is.
How about we just do it together? Let's have a three-way.
Then we can high five.
just make sure that if you film it, that you have a proper model release.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So speaking of topless photos, things like that, Serena, where can we find you on the interwebs topless?
SerenaBlair.com.
I've heard of this website. And you put all sorts of topless photos on there.
Oh, yeah. There's major boobage on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about out in the social media world?
Pretty much all of my handles on between Instagram, Reddit, and Twitter are Sexy Serena B.
Wait, are you doing well on Reddit?
I'm still kind of lurking on Reddit. I did an AMA way back, and mostly it's just been lurking.
Well,
what's an AMA?
Ask me anything.
Oh,
I'm having problems with Reddit because they don't like that I put up links to pictures from my blog.
Yeah,
and I'm about 175th profile.
Yeah, Reddit doesn't really like the self-promotion.
They don't. Thing, they don't. But you know what? Here at More with Mo, we love self-promotion. Is there anything else you want to promote?
Check out my blog. Like, it's seriously, it's good. Like, people need to go and read the posts and comment on them and start some dialogue, and that's what I'd really love to see happen.
Exactly.
I completely agree. I don't think we get enough comments, good or bad, on the blog. I don't know if
well,
people
you
don't
get
know
tons of
to.
Bad ones. I just take them off before
I
you
respond
see them.
To comments.
I do too. And usually they're Richard Avery commenting on my stuff.
Exactly. I'm the only one that comments. Great photo, bad
well,
photo. Great photo, bad photo.
If you want to see all these amazing comments that Richard Avery puts on my blog, you can check it out, theaveragemo.com. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. I think I have a Facebook out there, and then I also have an Instagram, TheAverageMo. Check it out. Thanks for listening.